damn. Well, let's do a tune called Rawhide, okay? Goddamn tape's rolling. Let's go.
Let's move them out! One, two, three, four!
Good afternoon. You're tuned to the sound of Radio Freedom 100.6 FM. I'm the Fat Controller. With me is Mr. Bug.
Hello, listeners.
There you go. We're with you from now, 2 o'clock, until 3. Thanks for Mr. Steve Wrong, whoever he may be. Very strange, naughty person here.
Keep the doggies moving. Roar. Hooray when they dweller. Hey, I'll be for letter. I stand my girl by my side. All of it but listen. The two of them kissing. I wear the thing of the ride. Boom on, hit him up, hit him up. Boom on, boom on, hit him up so high. Cut him out, ride him in. Cut him out, ride him in. Roar.
Kennedy's Rawhide. The next track is Alice in Chains, We Die Young, going out for Matt and Carla.
And you're getting good. I'll be out of a job soon.
It's on the wall. Scary's on his way.
Finishes a bit quick, doesn't it? caught me off guard there, I was gassing.
I'm getting sick and tired of me.
This is crazy, Ed. What gives you the idea?
You're so amazing, baby.
Crazy Ed, what gives you the idea that you're so amazing, baby? You need oxygen just after reading that title out. Yes, that was especially going out for Norman Lamont, because what he's done to the economy is a sin.
Nine Inch Nails in the Confession Box. The next track's going out for so many people, it's unbelievable. The Slim by Sugar.
Oh dear, pardon me.
Coming up later on Radio Freedom,
do you know where you're going?
I will attempt to light a fart live on air.
Is it simple? Is it simple? The chance.
That was Sugar, the Slim, dedicated to loads of people who asked Mr. Bug for it. Also dedicated to me, because I've lost 6 stone,
I only weigh 40 stone now. Yes. Yeah, 40. Here we go. Right then. Yes, the fattest, most flatulent radio DJ in the world. The Fat Controller with you till 3 o'clock. With Mr. Bug on the wireless settee. Yes. Right then. Now, for something completely different. Especially going out to anybody who earns a living by mutilating animals. Bastards.
Enough
There you go, New Model Army white coats. Right then, get your armadillos down the front of your trousers. It's the all-new Sisters of Mercy. With a dodgy turntable as well. Was it my queuing up? I can never tell. It's probably just because I'm a fat, incompetent git. Apparently, Mr. Eldridge has sacked everybody again. Apart from Dr. Avalanche. Apparently he's blown a couple of transistors in sympathy with the rest of the band. So his P45's all round for the sisters. I think it's a case of Mr. Eldridge doesn't like anybody getting as good as him. In the temple of love you hide again. But someone did you write the weather, and the tears he cried will ring on walls as wide as the lover's eyes. In the temple of love, shine like thunder. In the temple of love, cry like rain. In the temple of love. The temple of love, hear my name. And the devil in a black dress watches over. My guardian angel walks away. Life is short and love is always over in the morning. Black wind come carry me far away. With the sunlight died and the night of
cobwebs just yet, and don't back comb your hair out. It's Rosetta Stone coming up next.
Purple light, talcum powder. Hello. I'm feeling very depressed. I thought you'd like to know that. On Hitchhiker's fame. Profanity.
Scattered to the winds, scattered to the winds, lost in the clouds.
apparently the Sisters of Mercy have just sacked Rome again. Oh no, was it the Visigoths? I can't remember. Did Nero play a fiddle while Rome burned, or did he fiddle his taxes?
No idea.
There you go. Culture on Freedom 100.6.
Sexy.
Yo, sexy tang.
There's too much talcum powder in here now. Far too many cobwebs. Far too much purple velour. And lace. And latex. And purple lighting. So, Mr. Bug here is going to introduce to you the next record.
All that gothic stuff has got to be a bit depressed. I know it's not easy to smile, but the least I can do, dramatic pause, is hold it down for Lindsay, the senseless things.
I don't know what happened there. Just all went quiet. We was flung into a panic.
Baby.
senseless things. Hold it down, especially for Lindsay from Mr. Bug. Good thing about Mr. Bug, when you ask him to play a record, he always plays it for you. Right then, yes. Talking about requests, it's special request time on Power. No, it isn't Power 99. I used to work for them, but I got kicked off for farting. And luckily, Radio Freedom employed me because they don't mind too much farting and burping. Yes, right then, special request time on Radio Freedom. Especially going out to the lovely Elaine in Chaddiston. This is Mr. Leonard Kravitz. And are you going to go my way? Very, very strange time. If you're listening, Elaine, which more than probably are, I love you. Will you marry me? Especially going out to the lovely Elaine, that was. I've asked her to marry me on several occasions, but it's usually greeted with a string of profanity, a couple of expletives, and a liberal dosing of colourful metaphors. In other words, she tells me to... Well, I won't go into what she says. But there you go. There, the offer is there, the lovely Elaine. Take it up if you like. Yeah.
say, lady, here I come, baby. I'm coming to get you.
There you go, Jimi Hendrix, Foxy Lady, an absolutely brilliant record there. The Director General of Radio Freedom has just... what was that noise in the background? Did somebody just fart? I don't know. Oh, dear me. There it goes again. I don't know whether you can hear that, but I can, and it's making me laugh. Oh, there we go. Right then, yes, yeah. The Director General of Radio Freedom has just come up to me and says, you ruined that record again by burping when it says Foxy. And he's going to put my testicles in a G-clamp. There you go. This is Dread Zeppelin. Heartbreaker. Especially going out to Prue and Abner.
I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street. That's a Heartbreak Hotel. I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely, baby.
I could die.
Crying, the ladies dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, never, never come back. I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely, baby.
I could die.
People talking all about the way you left me flat. Well, I don't care what those people say. I know where that jive is at. But one thing I do have on my mind, and it terrifies me too, the way you call me another guy's name when I try to make love to you.
And you're so...
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Radio Freedom, the Fat Controller will now attempt the most dangerous stunt that flatulence can provide. He will now attempt to light a fart live on air. Thank God, we've split the fart atom!
Automate, if your baby leaves you. Got a tale to tell. Just take a walk down Lonely Street to a heartbreak hotel. I bet we're so lonely, babe. I bet we're so lonely. I bet we're so lonely, babe. I could die.
Well, the Fat Control has been rushed to the DRI, is in a bit of a bad way, and so's Ben. So here's the wedding present going out for him.
I'm afraid, Mr. Controller, I don't think MREs will cure this one. You could try triple strength preparation H.
Terry Christian is Sphincter Boy. See him in his latest film. Honey, I said bollocks to the kids.
then, I'm the Fat Controller. Broadcasting to you live with the portable studio of Radio Freedom from the back of an ambulance, currently travelling down London Road. Right then, we should be at the DRI any minute. Yes, the ambulance men have been very kind and they've given me an ice suppository to cool me down a bit. It went a bit wrong, the stunt did, I'm afraid, and got a bit of a blowback. I burped flames and it was just a carnage. This is Revolver. Heaven sent an angel. My God, does my bottom need an angel now? It needs a miracle to get it better. There's tumour burns and blisters all over it. I knew I shouldn't have met that uranium-235. Now we go over to the studios of Pirate Radio News for an urgent news flash. The radio DJ, the Fat Controller, farted earlier today and ignited it. Heaven sent an angel when it he was 23. The area around the studio was totally desolated. And the fireball measured 65 on the Richter scale. It was at the Richter scale. Just to hear you say my name, heaven sent an angel. Radio Freedom emphasises the dangers of lighting farts. The Fat Controller had a backup crew of 60 flatulence technicians. Anybody wishing to attempt this stunt at home is advised strongly not to do it. Well, you can do it with a clipper lighter, but don't try and do it with a blowtorch like he does. Steer clear of bomb cakes, wet hay, mushy peas, black pudding or onion bhajis. Do not under any circumstances drink petrol, then attempt to light your fart. Steer clear from vodka. and other flammable alcohol-based beverages. This is about the last one for today. The Ministry. Quite apt, really. Would you like to see what it is? Because I'm nearly laughing.
Burning inside.
Is that ascending or descending colon? Stand by for the Right Honourable, Curly Spencer. He'll be coming up very, very shortly. He'll be playing you loads of classic music. Stop showing me that. That's horrible. Mr. Bug's showing me a... something from Viz that's lingering around the studio. Have you ever seen a comic strip in it called Tin Ribs? This is a particularly profane issue. Very funny though. There's about 12 speech bubbles on one bloody caption. I can't read any of it for fear of being sacked for excessive use of the word. Turn my microphone on. Right then, it's time for us to go now. So I'll bid you all a fond farewell. Right then, yes, here we go. Right, I'm going to say goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm going to leave you with this, especially going out to all those sycophantic bastards in the royal family. Freedom would like to point out, is any swear words picked up by young children off this radio station? It's not our fault. If your child runs out of the room going bollocks, 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 don't blame us.